Manuscript Releases, Volume 8, Numbers 526 to 663. MR, Number 631. 2 meals a day versus 3 meals a day. The impression is upon many minds that the diet question is being carried to extremes. When students combine physical and mental taxation, so largely as they do at this school, the objection to the third meal is to a great extent removed. Then no one needs to feel abused. Those who conscientiously eat only 2 meals need not change in this at all. But when we have to prepare the third meal for different ones among our ministers and for the president of the General Conference, it does not seem consistent to limit the students to only 2 meals. The statement need not be made that the third meal is limited as regards material, but this meal should be simple. The fact that some, teachers and students, have the privilege of eating in their rooms is not creating a healthful influence. There must be harmonious action in the conducting of meals. If those who only eat 2 meals have the idea that they must eat enough at the second meal to answer for the third meal also, they will injure their digestive organs. Let the students have the third meal, prepared without vegetables, but with simple, wholesome food, such as fruit and bread. Then the controversy will be ended. Then the removal of the vexed question, which keeps the minds of some fathers and mothers in a condition of distressed sympathy for their children, although these children are gaining flesh all the time, will remove a serious objection to the school. I think that healthy, growing youth need a nourishing diet, especially when dispensing with meat, which has an immediate stimulating influence, to be followed by depression. Meat eating cannot be tolerated in the school. Tea or coffee should not be allowed, and if the students are allowed to have lunches in their rooms, unwholesome food will be eaten, which will be deleterious to health. 141, 1899, pages 1, 2. To Daniels, W.C. White and Palmer, September 15th, 1899. Released June 21st, 1978.